Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Our Lady is the supreme model for all Christians. Jesus is fully human, but he is a divine person. He's God. Mary is the only perfect human person, and in that respect, she is a unique model for all of us. But as a woman, she is particularly a sign of the beauty and goodness of femininity. Elizabeth highlights Mary's blessed femininity when she says at the visitation, "Blessed are you among women." Now, what feminine qualities does the Church highlight in praising and celebrating Mary? Clearly, there are two of them. Mary is a chaste virgin, and Mary is a mother. And we can never appreciate Mary, and we can never appreciate women, unless we appreciate these two sublime perfections. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Decent men, men of honor and depth, and even the smallest degree of reflection, have always been mystified and filled with admiration for the feminine perfections of chastity and motherhood. Men admire chastity precisely because men tend to be very poor at sexual self-mastery. And because women tend to be better at it, men admire a woman's chaste self-mastery, the way weak people admire great strength. And of course, any man who hasn't descended below the level of an ape admires motherhood, because motherhood is an utterly foreign mystery, perhaps the greatest of all natural human mysteries. Motherhood is the place where the most beautiful things this life has to offer converge: love, self-sacrifice, self-gift. The beauty of womanhood launching and sustaining the miracle of something utterly new and good in the world. No wonder the honor of the greatest created person, Our Lady, is connected to the honor of the greatest glories of women, the strength of chastity, and the miracle of motherhood. And no wonder that as devotion to Our Lady has waned over the last 70 years, so has the cultural appreciation of chastity and motherhood. And no wonder if, when these two perfections are devalued, women have become confused about where their value lies. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When a society devalues chastity and motherhood, it will be women who suffer. These supreme feminine perfections, as exemplified by Our Lady, help highlight the beauty and contribution of women to the human and even the supernatural experience. But in a society that mocks chastity or sees motherhood as a refuge for failures, in that society, women themselves will become devalued. In which case, women will, in desperation, seek to prove their worth in trying to imitate men. And by the way, the men they try to imitate will be pretty low-caliber men. Women will imitate these men by abandoning chastity and attacking their own fertility so as not to be burdened with motherhood. It's been pointed out that when Satan first came to tempt the woman, he brought her an apple and said, "If you eat this, you can become like God." But when Satan came to tempt the woman of the 20th and 21st centuries, he brought her the pill and said, "If you eat this, you can become like men." This is what secular feminism has done. In the name of liberating women, it has attacked the feminine perfections on which the whole human race depends. And women, by trying to imitate low-grade men, have not been true to themselves, and it hasn't made them happy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When chastity and motherhood are attacked, women are devalued. And sometimes they try to get their sense of worth back by trying to imitate men, as we've said. But it also often happens that when the qualities that set women apart from men on the personal level are devalued, women seek to highlight the qualities that set them apart from men on the physical level. In other words, instead of cultivating their qualities as women, they dress in such a way as to highlight their quality as females. Put it simply, they wear sexually provocative clothing that draws attention to female biology. But unfortunately, drawing public attention to female biology is the exact opposite of cultivating appreciation for chastity and motherhood. Getting men to focus on enjoying your female biology is not going to lead them to celebrate chastity, and it's not going to give them a high regard for the long-term, quiet, and self-sacrificial beauty of motherhood and family life. So, we have to choose, all of us, men and women. Will we publicly celebrate and focus on female biology or feminine perfection? Because we can't emphasize both. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fact is, the Mother of God, our spiritual mother, Mary, she's the only remedy. Only if we really cultivate a devotion to Our Lady will we be able to get over this lust that has us all in its grip. Only if they cultivate a devotion to Our Lady will men be able to look at women purely, non-reductively, and see their beauty in a way that fully admires the goodness of chastity of motherhood. Only if they cultivate a devotion to Our Lady will women be able to celebrate the gifts God has given them, instead of buying into and even exacerbating the typical masculine distractions of superficiality and lust. Mother of God, chaste virgin, you who are blessed among women, give us the grace to honor in every woman those qualities by which you exemplify the perfection of our humanity. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation?
A lot of thoughts that are still hard to gather. I think it's a really good point that it's no longer a matter of wanting to become like God, but so small to think, oh, if I could only just be a man or like a man, that would be the perfection of femininity, which is an erasure of femininity. And I think that's a really sad but very real part of our culture right now.
Why do you think it is?
I agree with the point that it's because we haven't respected the best parts of femininity, which is a hard word to say. Too many syllables right next to each other. But because we haven't respected those aspects, you can't really respect the difference at all. It's true.
And I think there's a deeper reason, and that is Satan hates God and he hates humanity. So he wants to destroy humanity. And there's three ways he seeks to destroy humanity. One, through sin to lead us to hell. Two, by destroying marriage and family so that we stop making humans. And three, through world war. But we've really bought into his second way.
And I think even deeper than just not making more humans, I think it's mostly about in marriage and the family, that is the number one place where we practice selflessness, where we learn that. And if you take that away, if you bring even an ounce of selfishness into those things, you get things like contraception and use of the human person. You get abandonment, divorce. You get really broken people because the family and marriage should be innately selfless.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're destroying the parts of femininity that are selfless.
I don't see any way that the world can be healed of its dysfunction without a return to making the family and motherhood the most important thing in our culture.
I agree. I very much agree.
But there's no way that men and women are going to just wake up and say, you know what? We really screwed things up. We're going to place motherhood and family as the highest good. And everything revolves around that. It's just not going to happen.
So where do you think we start?
Honestly, and this is not a plug. It's praying the rosary. Because at the start of all this mess, at the beginning of the 20th century, God, foreseeing everything that was to come, sent Our Lady as the remedy. And through her, God said that he wanted to save the world through devotion to her Immaculate Heart, consecration to Mary, and the praying of the rosary every day. And in Fatima, and again at Akita, she said, only I can help you. So this is why I've turned our whole ministry toward the rosary, because Our Lady and the rosary, it's the only remedy to this whole mess, because we're not going to do it.
I agree.
We're so far down the road We're so far beyond the point of no return. Not that I think that the world or people are hopeless, in no way, but we have so bought into this whole thing and all of its comforts and all the ways that it allows us to escape from love and self-sacrifice and difficulty, we're just not going to go back on our own. This is why I think the greatest thing we can all do is pray the rosary and help somebody else pray the rosary. Get as many people as you can praying the rosary.
It's not even that it's necessarily better to spread it, but it's better to do it in community.
Even better. Yeah. Pray, commit to it yourself and then invite others to pray the rosary. Share the rosary podcast with others. Share the rosary with others. Even better, invite people to pray it with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best.
I'm going to a metal show tonight and I hope we pray a rosary on the way back.
You and
I think actually Cameron Czar, who I mentioned previously for his rosary triumphs, and then my friend, maybe Rachel and Patrick Inkle.
That's awesome. Yeah, pray rosary as you go or pray rosary as you come home. But this, I'm absolutely convinced I could back it up with innumerable messages from approved apparitions where God through Our Lady has said, listen, guys, you're not going to fix this on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I can fix it. Just give yourself to me, consecration, and commit to the rosary every day and spread the rosary and invite others to pray the rosary. So we have to be good citizens and do things politically. We have to do, wherever we're at, we have to do our part to promote values that are good and resist things that are evil and change evil systems, all that. We have to do all that. But it ain't going to work. Only Our Lady is going to solve this. And she's promised. She promised at Fatima that her heart would triumph. She promised. And I believe very firmly that I will see the triumph of her Immaculate Heart in my lifetime. And when that happens, I'm going to be standing on the right side. So what do you think of that?
I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to be standing on the right side as well. But let's get everybody we can on the right side of this battle.
If you know how it's going to end, then you do have a responsibility to warn people.
And invite them to take part, to take part in the joy of bringing about the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. It's like being at a football game. We got the football playoffs right now. We know who's going to win.
No, give them the right jersey. If I had friends and I knew that my team was going to win, I'd be like, I'm going to crush you.
No.
That's even better.
Get them on the right team. Give them the right jersey.
I think sports are different.
Give them the right jersey.
I am always trying to convert everyone to the Bruins, though, so I guess I agree.
Pray the rosary. Share the rosary. Invite others to pray the rosary with you. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.